I wrote this song about a special friend of mine. I had a teacup chihuahua named David Bowie. And he was my best friend. He lived in my hoodie. Some of you met David Bowie. I know, April, you knew David Bowie well. So he lived in my hoodie, came with me everywhere, and when I booked the trip to come out to LA to record In Love and Death, didn't realize that they booked me on a Southwest flight, which doesn't allow you to take dogs. And so, boo! And they're quite the comedians on Southwest, too. So, my good friend Bubba had planned to bring my dog out 2 days later, and little David Bowie unfortunately lost his life the next day. He was hit by a car. It's okay, it's been a while. I've had time to heal. But leading up to that, I think that I never really experienced any real loss in my life. None of my family had ever passed away, no one close to me, and about a month later, I lost someone very special to me. So In Love and Death kind of became a more serious record than I thought. And when we decided to do this acoustic shows, I hadn't even looked at some of these songs for such a long time. And it's so powerful what you can capture. And I think it's so very healing. The power of music is still unexplained. And anyways, I'm so glad that for the rest of this set, we're gonna play some songs that we would never play and barely have played. And everyone in here will or has lost someone, and I think that life is about learning and growing, but beyond that, music has been my source of saving grace, I guess you would say. My God, my religion. So this song's about David Bowie. Rest in fucking peace. It's called All That I've Got.
From lonely, asleep, I still see you lying next to me. So deep that it didn't even bleed and catch me. I need something else with someone. Please just hit me, knock me out and let me go back to sleep.
Yeah.
me so deep that I didn't even scream.